other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 30th. We're back in the studio.
We are back.
After a very long weekend.
And trying to stay alive. Yeah. But I'm alive.
And one of us barely has a voice.
Barely.
This morning.
Barely has a voice.
You fucking party so much. I can't even believe it, man.
I can't even believe I'm
alive. You totally wear yourself down.
I know. It was so worth it, though.
It was so worth it.
I mean, it was amazing. Uh-huh. It was like the sickest DJs ever. And I'm like, I'm really...
Where did you go? You got to tell us where you went.
I went to Vegas for like their crazy weekend. EDC is coming up too, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But basically, I'm really, really into electronic music and electronica and like house and everything. Yeah. And
that repetitive stuff, right?
It's
the
amazing.
Beat that goes
it's
around
the beat
all the time.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was amazing. And so this weekend, Tiësto played. So it was like Tiësto, Above and Beyond, Avicii, David Guetta, Cascade. Amazing, amazing DJs that are just worldwide known. Mm-hmm. And it was sick. And so they played at different clubs every night, and I mean it was like people from all over the world were there. It was so packed you couldn't move. It was amazing.
Really?
But we had tables everywhere, so like I can't even explain like how I don't even understand how we did all this.
Yeah.
But it's like you just keep going, and we would come back at like, I mean, I never slept. We'd come back.
Really?
Like, yeah.
How can you not sleep?
Because there was like, I mean, there were so many people that we were in the group with.
Uh-huh.
So we would just go out, and then they were like, we'd leave the club. We closed the one club one night at 7 a.m.
Really?
We closed it. It closed at 7 a.m. We were like, okay. So, oh no, I think they closed it like, they kicked us out at like 5-ish. And then we went somewhere else. So I forgot about that. I think most clubs close around 5 or 6. So we closed them down. And then we left, and then we went to a strip club. You know, the strip clubs turned into like clubs.
Uh-huh.
So then we didn't come out till like 11 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God, it's 11 a.m.
So you went to strip club at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And there was chicks dancing at that time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was packed. It was actually really packed. And then
there's no night or day in Vegas. Huh?
No, there's not. It all blends.
Yeah.
And then you do, then from like there you go to like Wet Republic or some like, you know, pool like during the day.
Right.
And you do it all over. And then like maybe you'll sleep like at the pool.
Right.
You can.
But I imagine you had some to drink and stuff. I mean, didn't you get tired?
I was wasted the whole time. And that's the thing. If you stop drinking, then you like get tired. And then it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to have another drink. And it's weird because you just stay the same drunk the whole time.
Yeah.
Because like that one drink, it goes back in your system and makes the rest of it come back up or something. I don't know. It's crazy. It's so, oh my God.
So how many people were there that you went with?
Oh, it was a huge group of people.
Really?
From all over, from like New York, Miami, like up north, everywhere.
People that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Some I knew and some I didn't. Mm-hmm. So it was all just like one big,
Yeah.
And then, and like everyone from LA goes there. Like it's pretty big. I mean, it's like these DJs are like the sickest DJs in the world. So
really?
Like people come from everywhere. And then what's crazy is there's this thing called EDC, Electric Daisy Conference, that is going on or was going on when I was in New York. Which I wish I went to, but it was in Jersey, so who the hell wants to go to Jersey? And then it's coming to Vegas this weekend, EDC, it's like big. So the same DJs will be there again, plus other ones, and people from all over the world come again. It's just one big crazy mess.
Yeah.
But what's funny is like we were at, God, who was it during the day? It was Cascade during the day, which is a really good band, really good DJ. And so we're there, and we went to this bungalow, and I'm in the bungalow with Chicago Bulls. They were...
Really?
Yeah. It's like this, like, three, four...
What hotel was that?
I can't remember. I don't know.
That's figured.
I have no idea.
It's okay.
I think it was Cosmopolitan. we were at. Yeah, I think it was Cosmo. I don't remember, but whatever. It's like this. So there's like, it's like four stories, three or four stories, three. And you go up and like the rooftop part of it is your own private hot tub. And it looks over the actual pool where all the DJs and people are. So like normal people have to like, you know, be out in the freaking crazy crowd. And then we're in this like huge bungalow of like couple stories looking it over. It's like private VIP, like amazing, have our own bar and everything. It was sick. And yes, so all the bulls were there. Like, so that was pretty
interesting. Do you like them, the Bulls, the Chicago
Well,
Bulls?
I mean, I don't... Like,
you're not really into basketball.
Yeah, but they're so tall. It's like, and I'm so not. So I'm looking up like, really? This is funny. And then it was funny because then one night we went out. We went to, I forget where it was. I don't remember anything. We went to this one club and it was so funny because I'm sitting at the table and there's like this rapper at the one table that's part of ours. I don't know how, but whatever. We're at the owner's table. And then I look over and I'm like, that person looks really familiar. And I go up to him and I'm like, I've met you before. I just don't remember your name. And he looks at me like I'm crazy. And he's like, I used to play for USC. And I knew he was a football player. I knew it. And he's like, I used to play for USC. And I'm like, oh, shit. I know exactly who this is. I'm an idiot. And he's like, yeah, I'm Reggie Bush. And I was like, oh, just kidding. Yeah, I don't know you. And sometimes, like, I hate that. And I was laughing to him. I'm like, all right, well, I've been on a lot of TV. And so people come up to me sometimes like, I know you.
Right.
You don't know me. You know me from TV. That's it. Yeah. And so I'm like, now I feel like an idiot. And so we were laughing about it. He was really cool.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, sharing
the
table.
I'm sure that happens to him, too. Yeah.
He was like sharing the table with us, but I'm like, oh my God, it's Reggie Bush. Like, it's kind of funny, you know.
So did you know of him? I mean, did you know him before?
Yeah, he's a big. Oh, really? He used to date Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
So they had a, I think they had a sex tape together. No, maybe she just had a sex tape. Whatever. No, I think they had a sex tape together.
Really?
Yeah, I think. I don't know. Whatever. So he dated her for a while, and you know, he plays for he's an NFL player. So.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So he plays for the NFL now.
Yeah.
Okay. So he wasn't just at USC.
No, no. He plays in the NFL. So yeah, and then funny because I knew exactly, like I knew he was an NFL player, but I like, well, because I also was in Lingerie Bowl, so a lot of people, like I know a lot of like football people, you know, whatever. But so it was just funny because I thought I actually knew him and I didn't, so I'm an idiot.
It happens. I mean, it happened to me a couple times, you know, when I met people that were on TV.
Yeah.
And yeah. Who was it that came in here and I thought I knew her? Kristen Bidding, you know?
Kristen Bidding. Oh, yeah.
The girl from Big Brother. Yeah,
she's really cool.
So she came here once for an interview, and I'm like, are you sure you haven't been here before? She's like, no.
No, you know me from Big Brother. Thank you.
So, yeah, but she's like, well, do you watch CBS? You know, do you watch TV and stuff? And so eventually she told me who she was. But it was kind of embarrassing.
Whatever. Yeah. And I felt stupid. Like, wow.
I know, because you see them all the time. Yeah. And then you go, wait a minute, I know this person.
Exactly. Exactly. But so it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or
so
embarrassing.
So were you there the whole weekend, like Friday through Monday, pretty much?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
And then
what were the hotels like? They were probably totally packed, huh?
Totally packed. Wow. Like, oh my God, people were everywhere.
So how did you guys find rooms and stuff? Did you like reserve in advance? Or
they
something?
Did, I guess. I don't know. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. I just show up.
I just show up. Yeah. Sounds good. I did go to Le Rev one night.
Oh, you did? Let's talk about it because we have a phone call. I've been to Le Rev too. It's amazing.
So these are the Wow Brothers that are calling in.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
How are you all?
Morning, Bruschetta.
I'm good. Yes. Good to hear from you guys again.
You guys are on a speakerphone. That doesn't sound very good on radio, but if you don't have two phones, that's fine.
Yeah, because they're going to share.
Yeah. How are you guys?
We're doing great. How about you guys?
Good.
I'm recouping from my crazy weekend, but I'm hanging in.
Vegas, huh? How'd that go?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember anything. It's just all one big blend.
Was it business or pleasure or both?
We can pretend it was just business, but it was definitely a lot of pleasure.
No, she goes for pleasure.
Exactly. I mean, it was like the sickest DJs from everywhere that were playing, so it was just amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, she was just telling us all about it.
Yeah.
So, Brigetta, tell us again who we're talking to.
So these are the Wild Brothers that we've had in here before a while back, and they're just, they have so much they have going on. But the MTV Movie Awards are this week, and they've got a gift lounge tomorrow, and they've got so much going on. Like, you guys, so you guys are also on Storage Wars, that's appearing soon too.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. The season premiere of Storage Wars, which airs on Tuesday, June 5th at 10:30 p.m. on A&E. It's the highest rated show in all of on the A&E network.
Yeah.
And we're proud to be playing ourselves on the season premiere of Storage Wars.
That's awesome. Amazing.
So what are you going to do? You guys are going to bid on those storage places and stuff like
Well, and actually not quite. We haven't gotten to that point yet. They come to us as the kings of swag, mm-hmm. and they're asking us our opinion on certain swag items, which we can't really release that information until Tuesday.
Right.
But they come to us for our opinion on value and worth of certain swag items, hence the name Kings of Swag.
They're looking for estimate on value of a certain item that was found in a storage locker came to us to give for us to give the opinion on what it's worth.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. We're hoping that everybody watches us and takes advantage of our 3 minutes.
Yeah. We'll definitely watch. I like this show. Sometimes I watch it. Have you seen that? Where they auction off like storage units and stuff?
I've seen it a few times. A lot of people like watching that. I'm going to blast it everywhere for you guys too, so everyone finds out. Like,
yeah, they've got
it.
Some interesting characters on there, and our favorite character, you probably all know him, Barry. He's the one that we're going to be working with for the show.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Sounds good. Does that take place here in L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Yes, it does.
And then you guys recently did the Kentucky Derby red carpet, right?
Oh, yeah. We came back. This is the fifth year we went to the red carpet of the Kentucky Derby, and we had a blast. I mean, we provided gifting for two events taking place the night before and the night of the Derby.
Wow.
And we were lucky enough to meet some, I mean, pretty cool people on the red carpet. Mary J. Blige, Guy Fieri,
Iced Tea and Coco.
Everybody likes Iced Tea and Coco.
They do. I really love them, actually. I think they're so cute. I watch their show sometimes.
They do.
And the funny thing about that is Iced Tea and Coco, they approached us to take pictures of us. You know, when you go to the Kentucky Derby, you wear all sorts of wacky and crazy outfits.
Yeah.
Straw hats, bright pink jackets, bow ties, pipes, all sorts of stuff. So when they saw us, they were just like, they came right to us to take, you know, have their pictures taken with us. Usually it's the other way around. We go to these guys and say, can we take your picture?
Right.
Yeah.
All came to us, which was, it was pretty cool. I mean, we Matt and I were on the red carpet. We were at the end of the red carpet's the bar. So we were there for 3 hours. we got tanked on mint
Grey
juleps.
Grey Goose was sponsoring the, Mint Juleps was sponsoring the green room, but Grey Goose was at the end of the red carpet. So it was 3 hours of nonstop Grey Goose.
Wow.
Sounds good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's Brigitte's kind of a...
I would have been, if I had only known, I would have been there. No.
Yeah.
So by the time the race started, we were pretty much out of it.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, very fun event. Lots of celebrities. 4 great days in Louisville. And then we just came back and, you know, started working on our MTV thing, which is taking place tomorrow, which, Brigitte, we're looking forward to you attending if your schedule will permit.
Absolutely, I would
love
to.
She'll be there. As long as there's gifts, she'll be there.
Gee, thanks, Sam.
That's all you need to know, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sign me up. My crazy party life is continuing this week with you guys. I love that.
Well, it's a party event from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then you can go home and sleep.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Now, who gets to go there to get gifts and stuff?
Okay, well, you have to be either a celebrity, a nominee, a presenter, a winner of the MTV Awards, or in our personal database of WOW Creations friends and associates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's the criteria to be there. And it's usually, we got 125 invite-only people coming through tomorrow.
Wow.
So it's not easy to get on the list, put it that way.
No, I guess I'm not famous enough to get on there, so I'll wait a couple of years and then contact you guys back.
Yeah. It's like getting an invite to the White House state dinner, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, I know, it's who you know.
So tell us some of the people, some of the sponsors that are going to be there tomorrow, if you can.
Oh, we've got some great sponsors. And first one, we've got to reach out. We've got to give a shout out to Lacio.
Lacio Hair Products. You'll love these guys, Bruschetta.
Yeah.
They're great. They're out of New York. It's a cool new hairline.
Yeah.
Conditioner, shampoo. Right when you walk in, they're going to be on the left-hand side. They're going to attack you. They're going to have a huge setup. And I think you're going to love it.
They're awesome.
They're sponsoring the gifting lounge tomorrow. So they've got a lot of space, and they're giving out a lot of stuff. So they're
nice.
The number one thing to look out for.
Awesome.
Then also, everybody, again, like mentioned before, alcohol.
Yeah.
We've got Dama Tequila, which is a tequila.
Dama Tequila,
which is
the first tequila for women.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
What does that have in it?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good, and the bottle looks good.
I really? Like that. That sounds perfect.
Yeah. For fun, everybody, there's this new thing out there, and it's called the photo parties. It's Photoshops, where you get to come out, and the brand is there with all their cameras and all their props and things, and you take all these wacky photos.
I think you've probably been a part of that in the past, Michelle, but it's a real fun activity to take part in.
LA Photo Party. I mean, it's a great, it's a fun thing. You can go there and spend an hour getting pictures taken with your friends in the... And compadres.
Oh, I'm probably going to make up some silly ones tomorrow.
Yeah.
That'll
are you going to go, Bridgetta?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she doesn't miss out.
No gift lunch can be a gift lunch without jewelry. So we've got Jody Vialli Jewelry being on site tomorrow. So she's going to be gifting her elegant jewelry.
Nice.
Wow. Oh, sounds very good.
Wait, do we have my favorite pirate booty?
As a matter of fact, we just got an email from they want to know if they're going to deliver it in the morning or the afternoon. So Pirate Booty's going to be there first thing in the morning.
Yes.
Monster Energy is going to be there first thing there in the morning. Lundberg Chips, because everybody likes organic, healthy chips, which is what we're going to be having.
Vita Coco coconut water.
So,
awesome.
I mean, we're covering all the angles here. Healthy food, healthy drink. New t-shirt line.
I love it.
Sounds good, man.
I'm so excited. Pirate Booty is one of my favorites. You guys know that. I like go there.
I remember that from the last time too. In fact, if I remember tomorrow,
you took a case home, didn't you?
I don't know if you. I think we put it. Somebody took it before she did. I'll try to put a case aside just for you right when he gets there.
Oh, that would
What's
be
Pirate
amazing.
Booty now?
It is the best popcorn ever, and it's gluten free.
Oh, really?
It's gluten free, and it's organic. It's amazing. I'm in love with it.
Oh, okay.
It's cool name too, Pirate's Booty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
gotta have some
got
booty.
A great name.
It helps my booty out. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I love it.
Awesome. And where can people find some more about this?
Well, they can go to our website at wowcreationsmedia.com. And it's got all sorts of interesting information and photos about our events, our upcoming events, pictures of people, celebrities we've met.
And you could also follow us on Facebook and Twitter under Wow Creations.
Awesome.
We're out there. Just Google us. We'll pop up everywhere.
Exactly. And if any companies are out there that are listening that want to be involved and maybe sponsor the next event, they can contact you there as well.
It's a great way to promote a brand, and it's a great way to meet some neat celebrities.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're proud that we were just invited about 3 weeks ago to do an event for Barbara Streisand. It's to benefit the Women's Heart Center at Cedars-Sinai.
That's great.
And this event's taking place at her Malibu home in June 14th, and we're producing 275 gift bags for this event.
Wow.
And it's going to be a fabulous event. Bill Clinton's going to be there, Ralph Lauren, Donna Karen, Barry Diller, David Foster, Josh Groban. And it's for a great cause, you know, for Cedars-Sinai and Women's Heart Center.
Mm.
That's
so we're pretty excited about doing that event.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys obviously are keeping busy. That's good. And
until
the Oscars come around again.
So, you know, between MTV and between the Barbra Streisand thing, and then we're going to start working on our Emmy event soon. And, of course, as always, we're still working on our reality show, The Kings of Swag.
Uh-huh.
Coming to TV near you soon.
Yeah. Did you say this was going to be like movie awards, the MTV Movie Awards?
MTV Movie Awards,
I didn't realize they had movie awards. I thought it was just music.
Yeah, they've been doing this for about 10 years now.
So
they've got the music awards in August, but the movie awards is kind of like a mini Oscars.
Right.
Where pretty much all the movies that were nominated for Oscars get to be nominated for an MTV Movie Award, and you get a cool award. It's just another reason to have a good award show here in L.A.
That's true, yeah. The more the merrier, right?
The award show is taking place at the Gibson Amphitheater. It's going to be on Sunday night on MTV.
Awesome.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, so it's pretty jazz. And you know we're also doing something for the 2012 London Olympics. We're partnering with some company that's got a jet. It's a 707, and there are only 50 seats. And the 50 seats are going to be filled up, and they're going to take you to the Ritz Hotel in London for I think it's for a week.
Eight days.
8 days in London.
First class.
First class.
because apparently there's no other rooms available in all of England. If you want a room for the Olympics, you got to go to France.
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Our business partners have chartered a jet, and they're loading it up with only 50 people and taking you to London for the week.
Wow.
So if anybody needs information about participating in this party plane to London for the Olympics, wowcreationsmedia.com.
Sounds awesome. Good. Okay, well, the Wow Brothers.
Yes.
And thank you so much.
Kings of Swag.
Kings of swag.
There we go.
Yes.
And you guys definitely have the swag, let me tell you.
They do.
Yeah,
they're awesome. And,
yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling, guys. All the best with the gifting.
Thank you a lot. Thank you very much for having us on.
Absolutely. And I will see you guys tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Brishanna.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's so cool. They're involved in, like, so much now. It's amazing.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fun guys, you know?
They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really do live the life. They really are kings of swag.
Yeah.
They do live that life. It's pretty rough.
It's funny how they complete each other, you know?
I know.
They're like twins, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
They complete each other.
It's amazing.
Each other's words.
Yeah. They're so cute. They are.
Yeah. So it's just too bad that the public can't go, you know? I mean, that would be awesome.
Well, this gives a chance for companies that normally, like just in startup companies too, mostly, that, you know, want a chance to get their stuff on celebrities. Because, see, basically, celebrities are the ones that are tweeting, Facebooking, are on TV and film.
Right, they're influencers, right?
Yeah. For the rest of the world to see. So people want to get to them badly. So by signing up for one of their events, the companies pay money to be there, but they get to meet the celebrities one-on-one. And the celebrity is like, we'll take, like, for example, when I go tomorrow, I'm going to be handed, you know, a T-shirt. I'm going to put the T-shirt on right there, hold it up, and I'm going to get a picture. And that company that I'm taking the picture for gets to keep it for their scrapbook, put all over the internet, whatever. And if I really like the company, I'm going to tweet about it everywhere.
Right.
You know, I'm going to wear it on my – and I've done that so many times. I've worn a lot of clothes on my TV shows, you know, that I used to have. So.
Right.
You know, I've worked with some different companies in that sense. So that's how you win, because if your stuff gets on TV, that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's good. You figured out how to get free stuff, and that works, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty dope. It's pretty amazing, Sai.
Well, it would work for everybody, you know, but.
Yeah.
You know, you seem to be in the right place at the right time always.
I try. So. I try. Well, I mean, I used to have my own show, you know, like on DirecTV for a while. So when I had that, we get sponsored from Reebok. Reebok sent us, like, I got like 5 pairs of shoes from them and like all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you have your own show, like a lot of things are happening. So I got to get my own. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Getting my show back again. But yeah.
Well, I feel like a sucker having to pay for everything now.
You can still work. I'll have to show you about how you can work some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, well, you know.
But anyway. But yeah, I was saying before, I went to La Rev.
Yes, La Rev is the show over at the Wynn.
Yeah.
In the Encore. And is that where you stayed, at the Wynn?
At the Encore,
At the Encore. Uh-huh. Isn't that like beautiful fucking suites?
Oh my God, amazing.
Isn't it like the nicest thing you've ever seen?
They're amazing.
Yeah, we stayed there for a couple nights, and that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So La Rev is a show, Cirque du Soleil show.
Yes.
And it's all water and
it's
stuff.
It's all water. It's so
sexy.
So
was that the first time you saw it?
Yeah, for that. Because I've seen Beatles Revolution before, and I love the Beatles Revolution. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to see it again. But La Rev, wow. Oh, did you hear that?
No, what was that?
I don't know what that was.
You heard something? Didn't we have an earthquake yesterday? Somebody said we had an earthquake. I didn't feel it.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway, but so La Rev was. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking
about. A couple months ago.
Gosh.
Yeah.
It's so sexy. It's like as soon as you're watching it, it's like and I didn't understand. I'm like, I did not know what it was about until like later on. I'm like, oh, it's a girl about the girl who's dying,
right.
And it's either she goes to heaven or she goes to hell. And my friends with me, they were like, I don't understand that. I'm like, just trust me, it's what it is. And they're like,
really? I didn't even understand.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, because if you look at all the players that are coming from the top, they're wearing white, they're angels.
Right, like angels.
Yeah, and they're all the angels. And then everyone in the red, they're all like, you saw the guy with the devil horns?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I mean, he's the devil that is like trying to keep her. So they're trying to make her decide, come to heaven or come to hell. Like,
oh, really?
You know, so they're showing her a good time. And so she's like, he's enticing her with this guy. Remember the guy that, you know, this guy that she's like, oh, I love him kind of thing. And like dancing around. And then the angel comes back and has like her real true lover. Mm. And it's all a dream. Right. Like, Loretta means dream. Uh-huh. So the whole thing was a dream, but it's like heaven or is it hell?
Right.
The whole thing. It was just
I know,
amazing.
And it's amazing. And, you know, the stages that come up and down, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's like the sickest stage in the world,
right.
I feel like.
And then didn't you wonder how when they jumped all the way from the top,
yeah,
they didn't hit the bottom?
Because, you know, what's you know? Interesting is how deep is that pool?
Well, there? It has to be very deep, deep for them to jump that high.
Yeah, it's like Olympic you know? Stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a circus.
It is a circus,
you
yeah.
know, like a circus tent, and they jump from the top all
yeah.
the way to the bottom.
It's crazy.
Right.
And I guess another thing that I think about, too, is the women that are underwater, what, mm-hmm. the synchronized swimmers.
Right.
Okay, how do they have, like, because you don't see their faces.
Right.
Do they have on masks underwater? Like you know, because they're under there for a long time dancing around with their feet.
No, I think they have those nose
like
plugs.
Mat?
Nose plugs, like all
so how do they,
synchronized swimmers have.
Because how do they come up for air? I mean, they're like under there for a long time.
I know.
I was counting. I was like,
really?
How many minutes is this?
Yeah.
It was pretty intense.
I know.
And then you want you
maybe
wonder
they
too,
do have tanks. Underneath.
I was wondering. And then one of the things you do wonder too is like, okay, what if someone screws up
uh-huh.
and like the stage lifts? When they're, like, falling.
Right.
Or, like, what the?
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Either that or when they do acrobatics, you know, up high
slip.
And they hold each other and stuff. You wonder... You know, they hold each other by their feet.
I know.
Right?
I know.
And you go, how are they not falling?
Yeah. Yeah. You know? It's intense. It's like, and
it's
how can
amazing.
You be that trusting to someone?
Yeah.
And then it's like, then they do let them go eventually and they plop in the pool and you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, what the, that's just... It's... The choreographer.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of trust
yeah.
in it. But imagine just like, yeah, choreography. Imagine like
amazing.
Directing and producing this whole thing. I mean, there's so many players in it.
Yeah.
You know, and how do you coordinate everything? You
exactly.
know, I mean, people are jumping from all over the place. And,
yeah, it's
you know?
Like, oh my God. It's...
Yeah, but people, if you go to Vegas, you should definitely catch that show.
You
it's
guys,
very good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although they're very expensive, but we got a comp when we stay there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but the tickets are like $185
yeah,
a
I
person
know.
Or something.
I know.
You know, that's a lot of money, man.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's a
so
great show.
It. I mean, yeah. it's just phenomenal. I mean, I wonder who does choreograph that. And are there awards? Like, is that part of, like, the Tony Awards? Because, like, I mean, I guess, because, you know, like, the Tony Awards are all, like, Broadway stuff.
Right.
So
theater.
Do things like that. I'm wondering if that's part of like.
I don't think it's considered theater.
Theater.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're all stage. What do you call it?
Productions.
Like yeah. I'm after in SAG. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So they're all whatever you call it. SAE
okay.
or S. I can't think of it.
Oh, I see. Okay. The union.
Yeah, the union. That's my. Okay. That's what I was looking for. The word. Oh my God, I can't think. Meanwhile, I'm rubbing my back right now because it hurts so bad. I'm like, how
really? Now, why does your body hurt? What did you do?
What
I mean,
because
did you dance? And
I
stuff?
Danced the whole time.
Really?
And like when you drink that much, your body is just, I mean, I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't sleep. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm just very sore. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, you're wearing yourself down and I'm getting healthy. I've been going to the gym.
Good.
And I love it. I love it. You know, you leave there and you're all tight and everything.
Yeah.
It's a great feeling.
It is a
you
good
know,
feeling.
It really is worth it. I mean, I don't enjoy the workout as much. It's boring to me and stuff. But afterwards, it's just, it's such a great feeling. You
see,
know?
I love working out. I don't,
do
I don't
you?
Mind it. I
you
love,
enjoy it.
Yeah, I love yoga. Like, my feet are actually, they're sore from dancing, but my feet are still sore from yoga all last week. Thank God I was
really?
Doing all that yoga because when you go to a pool party, I like to be that girl that everyone turns around and is like, wow, that's an awesome outfit.
Because yeah.
it's all about the outfits in
uh-huh.
Vegas, like, whatever. So it's about, I'm not going to wear a bikini that's from a store. Sorry. But, like, no. Because then you're, you know what I mean? You don't want to have the same bikini. I remember turning around. And I was like, I have this one bikini that I wear to the beach sometimes. And I turn around and, like, everyone in Vegas has it.
Really?
Who the hell wants that? Yeah, and I'm like, that's not good. So I had a designer one that I actually got from one of the
wow.
gift suites. So I wore, like, this designer one. And then I had this, like, really cool robe. And that's all about your jewelry and, like, everything else that matches.
Yeah.
It's all about, like, what you wear to these pool parties.
I see. Okay. And you've definitely got to be seen.
You've got, yeah. It's all about being seen. Full show. But anyways.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a guest calling in a moment. Speaking of which, they're called Hands Turned On. And they're a t-shirt company that has, like, hands that are placed on the shirt to actually remedicate yourself, rejuvenate yourself, put energy back into you, like kind of thing.
They have hands on this?
Like handprints.
Oh, handprints. Okay.
That's what I meant. Right. So it has like really cool like excitement without fear is breath and heart center meditation, like different like cool sayings on them, and it has handprints to show you like how to put energy back into your body, which clearly I really need right now.
Yeah.
If only they had one for my neck where I could put energy back into the throat chakra, because clearly I need that. But really cool stuff, really cool company I found online. And,
okay, and here they are, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Who are you speaking with?
This is Anne Marie, yes?
Yeah, Anne Marie, she has fun.
She is amazing. I was just explaining to everybody about the shirts and about Hands Turned On. And I think it's an amazing company. I found you guys online and I was stoked.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the product.
So, you know, the idea that came to me was that energy healing is a really useful modality and not enough people know about it.
Right.
So I developed this line of t-shirts that have my handprints on the different parts of the body and teach people how to place their hands over my handprints, and then they can do self-healing work on themselves.
Right. Wow, yeah, I can see that. The website is handsturnedon.com, and you guys can check this out and see. So, yeah, so you put like handprints on different parts of the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so Brigetta was telling us a little bit about this, about energy and stuff, but how does it really work?
How does energy work?
No, how does the energy work with the shirts?
Well, because their hands are placed on the different chakras areas, yeah. And it's showing how to, the quotes that are on it kind of show you how to, like, for example, like, breathe here. You know, excitement without breath is fear, and then your handprints are on that chakra. It teaches you how to, like, breathe into that chakra and put energy there. And then
so the shirts are beautiful, but they're also trying to teach people how to do healing work on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So now, how does this heal yourself? I mean, don't you have to have like another person, like exchanging energies and stuff, or can you just do it yourself, like creating sort of like a cycle or something?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. I better you answer that. You've been wearing them.
I was like,
what have you noticed?
Absolutely, actually. I loved it. I actually wore one, went to my yoga class last week, and I felt amazing. I can't explain it to you. It's just, I'm really into energy healing, as everyone knows, all the listeners, that's all I talk about all the time. I'm extremely into that. And it just really helps you center and focus and taking your own energy and like just self-healing. Like I used to have Lyme disease, and I feel like every disease that people have, like, it's inner caused is what I believe, like an inner issue. And if you work with your chakras, you can help heal yourself. And yes, others can work on you too, like Reiki and everything that we've had some people in here before that talk about Reiki.
Right.
And but you can also, I mean, healing comes from within, really. So I think these shirts are just amazing, and I want to help you guys get it out there. And what I think is cool too is how the tags that come on, like the little tags, show you how to do it.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And Marie, how did you get into this? How did the idea come up?
You know, I started doing energy healing when I was a little kid, and then I took a class, and then I went to medical school. And in medical school, I had the opportunity to like scan people's auras and their, you know, their energy body, and then look and see what the disease was, and then watch what the tests would show. So I really got the idea that energy healing and regular medicine, they go together very well, and I had that experience. And I also had a chronic illness, some chronic pain, and I found that once I took care of it, sort of in the conventional medical world, I still had a hangover of the pain. So I really dove into energy medicine, and that's what finally ended up. You know, once I got aligned and did enough practices, then the pain went away. So, you know, I had the experience of using it, needing it myself, as well as learning it and mixing it with medicine. So I just love the combination of using conventional medicine with energy medicine.
Yeah, that's very interesting, you know, because you would think, you know, usually a doctor is not going to look at things like this. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more like with science and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's ancient. I mean, I think, you know, it's it's a lot of what we're doing in medicine anyway, which is the power of touch. Mm-hmm. So you were talking about how does this work, and I think that we can work on ourselves. I mean, it's nice to go see a healer, but anyone who's taken a yoga class or exercises or does a mind-body technique knows that we can work on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think that at the deepest layer, the body's not concerned with who's touching it. It's concerned with the quality of touch. So if you can work with the quality of your own touch as you place your hands on your own body, I think you can start working with the energy field. The other thing is, you know, you can work on yourself every day. You can't go see a healer every day.
Right.
So in terms of being a healer, when I work on people who work on themselves in between, it's much easier to move their energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like it's going to be the next modality that really comes out. I mean, we know about acupuncture, we know about massage, we know about yoga, and I feel like, it feels like energy healing is going to become more and more prevalent in our population, which is probably why I had the impulse to make the shirt.
Well, it's definitely unique, you know, and unusual. How long have you been doing this now?
Well, I got the idea a few years ago, and it's taken me some time to put it together. So I would say that we really launched our company in October.
Oh, I see.
And it's just in the last few months that we've really been getting out there. So we're selling shirts in some stores and some spas. Like, we're selling them in Canyon Ranch and Tucson. And we're just trying to see where, you know, who – I think they'll benefit everyone. It's just a question of how do we get them out there.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and I see there's different designs, different ways to put your hands on your body and so forth. What does it mean when there's, like, two hands at the lower abdomen? What does that do?
So the lower abdomen is the site of the lower dantian, which is really our energetic core.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can stay connected to that, then, you know, the energy body goes into alignment more quickly. So those shirts are primarily to get people to drop in and connect down in their energy core, either through breathing or sending energy. It's a way of getting grounded, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so each shirt has a different technique based on a different way of using it. But that's why the hands are on the lower belly. That's a really important center. And in our culture, people are often flipped backwards, where they carry the energy in their head.
Mm. Yeah.
Instead of carrying it in the lower body. And I think it's really, it causes a lot of stress. It's kind of a remarkable problem that we have culturally.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, this is fascinating that people can, you know, heal themselves. I mean, I've never heard of that before, but...
Well, we've talked about it with, you know, with having some of the healers here before and whatnot, and that's something that I work on all the time.
Yeah, but usually healers, you know, they heal other people and stuff, you know. And
Yeah.
And
but you have to work on yourself.
This is more like a self, whatever.
Which is really great. And I feel like more and more everywhere I go, I mean, maybe it's because I'm into that circle, so like I notice more, but I feel like more people are opening up and into more energy work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like it used to be if you talk about it, people look at you like you're weird or whatever, but now it's like, oh yeah, energy work. Like,
yeah,
you should,
it's accepted.
It's accepted, but people are more open to it everywhere.
That's true.
And not just here in LA area, it's all over. Like, I have friends all over the place, and my parents are into it, and they're in, you know, my mom actually, she's in Maryland. So it's like, it's slowly awakening and spreading. And I think I just found your shirts and I thought this was actually incredible and I wanted to share it with everyone.
Yeah, that's cool. And the name is cool too. Everybody go to handsturnedon.com. You can take a look at the shirts and everything and buy the ones you like. And that's it. Anything to add? Anne-Marie?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm grateful. Okay. I did want to add one more piece, which is we think of our bodies as not being self-healing, but they're innately self-healing. You know, if you look at a cut, it heals over time.
That's true.
So the body's actually, so we're just talking about augmenting the self-healing mechanisms that are already in the body, but, you know, we're so used to them, we don't even see it.
Right.
So, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sounds
thank
good.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Thank
good luck
you.
With the shirts. It's definitely a unique idea, and I think you'll do very well. You know, it's like Brigetta says, I think a lot of people get more into healing and yoga and meditation and all that kind of thing.
It's everywhere. So, I feel like everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Eventually, I will succumb to that, too.
I keep trying. I do.
Well, it's nice to do it before you become ill. I mean, that's the thing about energy medicine is it's wonderful prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely fabulous prevention. It's you know, it's really a good way to clear the body before the illnesses come, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Sounds good.
Otherwise... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And where are you calling us from, Anne-Marie? What part of the country are you in?
I live in Tucson. Right now I'm actually in Los Angeles because we were we just have 5 new designs that we ordered this morning from our printer, who's in L.A.
Oh,
I live in Tucson, Arizona.
I see. Okay. Well, sounds good. We've been talking to a lot of – I think there's a lot of spirituality in Arizona.
Well, absolutely, because of Sedona, I feel like, and people kind of just flock. I love Arizona. It's one of my favorite escapes. It's right there.
Good. Well, come visit me when you're there, okay?
I absolutely would love to.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Okay, Anne-Marie, thank you so much for calling, and all the best.
Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think that's a great design.
Stuff,
I really think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think it's like it helps people because if you don't know how to do it, it teaches ones who are interested and don't quite know how where to place your hands and where to kind of focus on that. And and yes, I think I did wear this to the yoga class, like I said, on Thursday when I got them, and it felt great. I mean, I'm really picky with I'm picky with classes, I'm picky with teachers, I'm picky with what I wear or whatever, and I never thought about it. And when I wore it, I did feel more focused.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was interesting.
Maybe
because you pay
that.
Attention to it more, and you do place your hands there, like when you breathe, and I breathed into it where I was supposed to, where I think before you just don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I think a lot of well-being is in the head. You know, it depends on what you look at things and how you accept things and so forth.
Absolutely.
So yeah, whatever it takes. You know, I mean, if that's what makes you feel better, then you should definitely do it. You know? And I will try that. I'm definitely thinking of the yoga part.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I go to a gym and everything, I might dabble in that.
You absolutely should. I think you would like it. I mean, honestly,
it is hard though, huh?
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait a little bit until I'm in better shape.
You know,
because like right now, I'm with the weights, I'm doing great, but the cardio, I can't do more than 10 minutes, and it's not because of my heart, it's because the legs. I can't keep walking anymore. You know, I go on the treadmill or on the elliptical or Stairmaster, and it's just my legs get tired really quick.
Well, what's interesting is actually yoga would help you a lot because yoga is it stretches. It's a series of stretches.
Right.
You're just stretching, so it's going to help you when you're doing your weights.
Right.
Because the more you stretch, the quicker your muscle will help build. It needs to be, if you work it out, you need to stretch it out.
And I feel I need to stretch a lot, you know, because you feel like bulky and tight and stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
And you need to stretch out a little bit.
But another great thing with yoga that will help you a lot is yoga is about breathing. So what it is about like getting into these stretches and yes, holding a pose for a long time. And you don't have to hold, if you're new to it, you don't have to. They show you here's this version, here's the medium version. And if you're really flexible or really want a good stretch, try this one.
Right.
And I try the more crazy ones usually. But if you can't do it then it depends too of how much you worked out. Like if I'm in a class and I've worked out too much that week, I'm just going to do a simple pose and just keep that while everyone else does their thing. It's not about outdoing anyone. It's about yoga is for you, like for your own. And what's great about it is it has to do with breathing. Mm. So when I've realized that more in this past year, the longer I'm holding poses longer, and I'm like, how am I doing this? But it's because I'm not thinking about it.
Right.
Because you're breathing. You're supposed to be focusing on breathing the whole time.
Mm.
And if you focus on your breath, you don't even realize how long you're holding a position.
Really?
And then you're like, oh my God, I just did a bunch of push-up. I just did this for that. What? You know, and afterwards you're all sore and you're like, but you feel good because you're stretched out, you know?
Yeah, it's a good soreness.
Yeah.
You know, I like it.
And it's like you don't even realize you're using certain muscles that you're using.
Right.
And like a day later, I'm like, wow, I'm really sore, but I'm also stretched out. So it's like, this is good.
Right.
You know, and I'm glad I did yoga, thank goodness, before I went on my trip because I was like, damn, I actually look better in my things.
Yeah.
I look better, that's one thing I need to do because I've come back. I need to sage, I need to cleanse, and I am going to go on a cleanse after tomorrow, and just kind of get all the energies out of me from this weekend.
I see.
I just can't do it anymore. I'm getting too old. Like it's just not my. Yeah.
Partying too much.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I used to do that, but I feel like. And I was saying this to someone else, the more and more I'm in touch with like healing and yoga and whatever, the better things are happening in my life.
Really?
It's really interesting. Like great things are happening. But the more I turn away from it and I go back into like, you know, partying or whatever, then things start falling apart. And so it's like, I got to remember to stay grounded and focus.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm
keep
craving.
A balance there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's okay to party and stuff, but going for 3 days without sleep, that's too much, you know?
And so like right now, it's like, all I want to do is just get back into my cleanse. Like I'm like craving yoga right now. I know that's not sounds insane, but yeah. It's like I feel like my body knows it needs it. It needs to be balanced again.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, do you go work out every day or every other day?
No, I was. I was working out in the mornings. I do boot camp in the mornings, and then I go and do a yoga class in the afternoon.
Oh, really? So you go twice?
Yeah, I've been going twice. Well, because the boot camp is, you know, cardio and all that, and it makes me feel good. But the yoga is like my meditative, you know? And I really just need it. I just need to get, because especially with being in this industry, it's really, it can be really grueling on everyone, you know?
Yeah,
and
that's true.
So I just need to, you know, meditate and get it on.
Yeah.
Get my energy on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I know. So I'm going to continue like going every other day until I really get in good shape and stuff. And then, you know, because I got to take it easy on myself. I mean, my body was sore. You know, I haven't worked out in years.
Yeah.
So, you know, your body gets sore and everything, but...
but it hurts so good.
Exactly. And plus, I felt I'm in better shape than I thought I was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm able to lift weights just fine, like, you know, like nothing happened, you know.
And you're going to get used to it quickly, and then you're going to be burning and, like, hurting for, like, next 2 weeks. But after the 2 weeks, like, you're going to be, like, you're going to want to go more.
No, I do already. You know, I do already. I like it. I like the fact that I'm feeling muscular and stuff, you know.
You're like, ooh, check that out.
Yeah.
Ooh, that muscle. Yes. Look at that cut line. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I noticed? It's like it seems like 80% of the people there are guys, you know? There's no girls at the gym.
It depends where you go. I mean, I go to a gym. Well, it depends which gym. I belong to LA Fitness, like I was saying, and a couple of them I'll go to, and it's all guys, and a lot, you know, well, it just really depends, right? It's more, it is more men normally.
Right.
I wouldn't say 80%.
No?
No,
it
I would say
like
60.
It to me.
Maybe 55, like, because it's almost 10.
I'm telling you, I barely saw any women there.
It's the time of day, but where do you go? Where are you going again?
24-hour fitness here at the Galleria, you know, so all the beautiful people come here and stuff. But
it could be the time of day that you go to, because I feel like a lot of, well, say me, I always like working out when no one else is there. I don't want the machines to be tied up, and I also just don't like being in that energy
of
everyone. I don't know. I just like going on my own, doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But... anyway, but
yeah, well, whatever, you know. I mean, it's
are you
going
to look at the eye candy? Or
well, it's not a deal breaker, but it would be nice.
I guess in a way I've noticed, I think guys like going because they'll work out harder if they think a girl's watching.
Really?
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that's what I used to do when I was a kid.
Same.
But
Like back in the day, if like, oh, there's a hot guy, so I'm going to run on the treadmill harder and faster so that he thinks I'm really in good shape. And then you wind up flying off and being an idiot. And you're like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? But this is when I was younger, obviously. But it's funny.
Yeah. So how long can you go, like when you do cardio, how long can you go for without stopping?
And it depends of how bored I am. Like if I have really good music, I can just keep on going.
Really?
But, you know, I prefer, I'm a nature person. Like I need to be outside. So for me, I'd rather be hiking.
Right.
And I could go, I mean, I've done... I mean, I was in the Grand Canyon, you know, for a week. And
but hiking is not really cardio work.
Yes, it is. When you're carrying 50 pounds on your pack and you're climbing down and climbing up things, you're sweating like crazy and you need to hydrate. And I did the Grand Canyon was really intense. We did 60 miles.
Wow.
So that's a lot.
Yeah.
But it was amazing. And you're out, and we were hiking 10 hours a day. So it's like that's what we did all day long, which is crazy. Yeah. And you're very sore. But yeah, I run a lot of the hills too. So it just depends. Like sometimes I get bored. But you know what I like, which you should do, is the spin class.
You think?
Oh my gosh, they're so incredible.
I don't know if I like the spinning.
You
but
drop
I'll
weight
try.
Like that, and you and it's just they're like tones your whole body. It's good. You don't
really?
Even realize it because the music's on and they get you pumped, and you don't realize the hour flies by like that.
Wow.
And then
there's no way I could do it for an hour. I have to wait a little bit, you know, until I'm back in shape.
Yeah.
That's too much. It's too gruesome.
I want to see you do yoga though. I really want to see you do yoga.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah. I think I will.
Good.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good.
All right. Well, now that we're all in shape and everything, I mean, you're in amazing shape. You know, I really admire that. Yeah.
Thank you.
You work hard to be there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can. That's the thing. It's like whatever I do yesterday will affect my body today.
Right.
You know? So if I ate pizza, which I don't eat pizza, I don't eat, you know, that anymore. But if I ate gluten or something like that, then today I'd see it.
Right.
And that used to always be that. It's funny. And if I work out yesterday, then today it's like amazing.
Really?
It's like that instant.
Wow.
It's weird, but I don't know.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope you get your voice back.
Me too. It's slowly getting there.
Yeah.
Slowly getting there. I'm going to do actually some energy healing on myself today later on. So, yeah, I need to just kind of recoup and do that. Sounds I haven't good. Had time, so I'll be okay later.
Yeah, and get some rest too. Get some sleep.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.